Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Quick Blast, which is in San Diego.
Okay, Jeff Dotter is with us, and you're on your way to San Diego right now. They're opening the new Soap Blast Park, and we're going to be talking about, we're not just talking about roller coasters, we're talking about something that you guys call the adrenaline experience. And Jeff, you're with what organization?
We're with West Coast Extreme, Phil. It's a marketing firm. We do a periodical about two times a year for the amusement park thrill ride industry in particular, the economics of it. And we're, you know, looking at a very big summer out here in California because there have been a few pretty intense rides that have opened up recently, and we really want to go public with some of our feelings about some of these rides. We think that they're definitely good experiences for people who are into the adrenaline experience, and certainly California leads the nation in availability of extreme adrenaline experience at amusement parks, but you know, I think we've got a problem with people coming out here for vacation expecting that they're going to be able to handle it. You know?
All right, well, California is a summer destination. It never seems to cool off much. And there are a lot of parks out here, and there are a lot of the so-called thrill ride freaks. Is this primarily a younger tourist that we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about anyone who is serious about what we call the adrenaline experience, and certainly we have those rides. I mean, if anyone listening to your program right now has decided that California is a destination, though, for their summer vacation, and they sort of fancy themselves thrill ride, you know, veterans, I really want to, recommend they reconsider, because there's a couple of new parks and there's some things going on that it's getting very intense. It's getting a little much for a lot of people to handle. And
what are you saying, that the people reconsider coming here?
Well, I can tell you it gets a little bit like a broken record. I mean, people come out here from back east or the Midwest or down south or from Oregon. I mean, they think they can handle the kinds of thrill rides and you know, experimental roller coasters that we have. And you wind up, our organization, which monitors out-of-state visitors at different adrenaline experience sites, we had to help probably 200 people offer rides last summer because they come out here.
What do you mean help them off?
Well, I mean, they come out here, they'll get on, they get on a ride like the Jungle or Slipstream or the new one down at Soap Blast, which is called the Moray, and they think, well, I've been on my wooden coaster back home, you know, and I've been on my, you know, and I've been on my 90 degree centrifugal coaster back home, and they think they can handle what's happening out here. I mean, what's going on out here, you got to understand there's some very extreme things going on out here. And
well, what you're saying is the person from out of state who comes to California to go to amusement parks and things like that won't be able to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, I don't want to see, it's tough for me to say this, but I will. I'm experienced at it. I am certified at a lot of different rides. These rides are so intense that we've got now, you almost need some kind of certification. And
how do you get certification to go on a roller coaster?
Well, if you're talking about a fiberglass flume, like the one that's the Moray that's opening up at Soap Blast, 1,000 feet of fiberglass flume, 4,500 gallons of water a minute, okay? A 10-story drop at close to 50 miles an hour. This is what's going on out here. This is what's happening out here. And we're asking, maybe for the very first time, anybody considering a vacation out in California, do everybody a favor and please just get, you know, stay away, because what you do is you clog the lines up. People who can handle it are kept out of the ride, and you wind up coming off the ride crying or scared or threatening a lawsuit or something like that.
All right, we're talking to Jeff Dotter from West Coast Extreme, a marketing firm that analyzes and reviews amusement park thrill rides. You're also an assistant professor of mechanical physics at Caltech?
That's correct, yeah. So I've got a background in physics, and you do have certain body types that come from the Midwest, you have certain body types that come back east or down south, and they'll get on, you know, you can get on a pretty extreme ride like the Jungle, the jungle is a pretty intense corkscrew ride. The centrifugal force of that ride will take the average body type of a person who is from the Midwest, and we're talking about someone who might be a little bit more overweight, and it can, if you're not restrained, it'll throw you, it'll send you sailing off that ride like you've been shot out of like a spit wad shot out of a straw. But because you're strapped in, what it'll most probably do is pull you so hard out of the seat, it could crush your shoulder muscle. It'll just crush it.
Well, then it's not a safe ride.
It's totally safe for people who can handle it. See, that's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Jeff Dotter about these thrill rides. You're targeting people from out of state.
Well, no, all I'm saying is, here comes the vacation month of the summertime, and here come people out here to visit, and they're going to be climbing on these rides, and they are going to be walking into a situation that they can't handle. You know, I think it's insulting saying to somebody in a chat room, you know, I've been talking to these people in chat rooms, and you say to them, you need to really seriously rethink coming out here. I tell them that there's a new reverse G alloy coaster that's gone in at Magic Mountain. It's going to be way too fast for people, you know, who don't ride it regular. We ride it regular out here. It's going to be too fast. It's going to be too much for them to handle. It's a G-Force alloy coaster. It's called the Monstrosity, and that's the working title of the thing. The Monstrosity, you're probably going at a full 90-degree angle. And
90 degrees?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A 90-degree angle, and you're probably traveling in speeds excess of 70 miles an hour. Now, that is a ride. The G-forces alone are going to push. If you've ever seen films of astronauts in training, it pushes your face back. I mean, you know, and...
But how safe is that for anybody to ride, then? You say people from out of state.
Well, it's safe for Californians to ride because we've been on these rides. I mean, I'm out at coasters once a week, twice a week. I'm on coasters 2-3 times a week, test riding them. I just did the Monkey, which is down at Knott's Berry Farm. I test rode California Screamin'. I test rode, you know, when Superman Escapes came out, I test rode all of these. And Superman Escapes is nothing compared to the Monkey, which is a full corkscrew, and it can cause G-force damage to your face. And you come back out of that thing after riding it, and it takes probably a good 10-15 minutes for the face muscles to relax. And in that period of time, you know, you've got people joking about, you know, hey, Hop Sing, you know, and that kind of deal, because your face is literally, I guess, sort of made Asian-looking from those G-forces.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't. I'm from California, and I live here. I wouldn't go on that ride.
Well, I mean, people who are used to it. I'm talking about young people.
I mean, I know my kids are totally into roller coasters. They dig them. They love them. They love Magic Mountain. They love anything that's fast. They're on it. But if they told me they're going to go onto a ride that is a 90-degree drop at excess of 70 miles an hour, and there's a G-force consideration that could cause some damage to the muscles in the face, I would say you're not allowed on that ride.
Well, I mean, but that's you reacting as an adult. Experienced adrenaline thrill ride veterans can have a great time, but we know what we're doing. We're serious about it. Here comes a family from Chicago or something, and they just got off their wooden coaster in Ohio. Now they're on the Jungle or the Slipstream, they're riding the Monkey or the new one that they just put in at Knott's Berry Farm, which is Buyer Beware, which it's the name of the coaster.
The name of the coaster is Buyer Beware.
Yeah. And this thing is in excess of 80 miles an hour, goes from 0 to 80 in a second. Starts out over water, has three loops immediately, and if you don't come off that ride, if you come off that ride and you haven't upchucked or barfed up or anything, there's something wrong with you.
Well, what kind of fun is that, man? I mean, I want to ask you.
What?
I'm going to go on a ride, and if I haven't puked, then I haven't had fun?
Well, but you got to understand what it's like to be on a ride like that. It's like nothing you've ever seen or been. It's nothing you've ever been before. It's a whole new way of being. And especially when you come off of something like the jungle, where your face is pushed back to look Chinese, yeah, you do become someone else. That's that ride. And I don't know, I'm just saying, a lot of tourists coming out here are not going to be able to handle it. I tell you, this one chick, her and her sister, me and a friend of mine, Toby Bo, we got to know him, and we're talking to him and everything. Yeah, I said, hey, I know where a party is. You want to come to the party? And they're like, yeah, we really would and all this. And I'm like, but seriously, you don't want to go on the monkey, do you? And they're all like, yeah, we're all over that. And I'm like, man, I'll tell you what, one of the reasons why we're inviting you out to this party right now is because I think, you're fairly sweet looking, but you go on the monkey, you come off that thing, China it out or whatever, I may rethink the whole, I may have to push the eject button on this party.
All right, man, I'm going to take a break here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about roller coasters, and the level of intensity has just been ratcheted up this summer at a variety of parks out in the West Coast. There's some coasters with some really fast speeds, some really serious drops, some incredible centrifugal experience that, according to my guest, Mr. Dowder, is really going to exclude people who are from out of state. A lot of tourists coming out here don't ride the roller coasters because, quote, in his words, you won't be able to handle it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. There are a lot of roller coasters around the country. I think the world's largest is in Ohio, and it is a wooden coaster. But perhaps some of these are becoming a bit obsolete, and perhaps the new state-of-the-art roller coasters, these new, I don't know who the hell's designing these things, are indeed not for the traditional coaster rider. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, making pot brownies. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking to Jeff Dowder, and he's on his way actually to a new park in San Diego called Soak Blast. There, the ride down there is a water ride, right?
Yeah, Phil. It's called a moray. It's 1,000 feet of fiberglass flume, which means you're basically on a fiberglass slide, but it's a flume, so you're in. It's an enclosed tube, and there's 4,500 gallons of water going through this thing per minute. At one point, you encounter a 10-story drop at 50 miles an hour, okay? all I'm trying to say is don't be coming in here all full of attitude like you're going to be able to handle it, you know?
And well, what about people from California themselves? What makes you think they're going to be able to handle it?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've checked a map lately, but we're near an ocean. And
yeah, I've checked a map, man. I live near the... I know what you're talking about, but what makes you think...
Well, by virtue of the fact that we're around water a lot more, we're going to be more familiar with how it works. If you have somebody coming in here from Colorado or any landlocked state that doesn't have a lot of experience with water other than drinking it or taking, a shower in it, and how fast it and what it can do to you, and they go, yeah, let me get into my bathing suit and I'll just get the suit shoved so far up my crack it'll take a doctor, take forceps to pull it out of there. I mean, that's just not for you. I'm just trying to let people know that. That's all. What we do is we are in a lot of parks and we do monitor people getting off the rides. We've had to assist people who've been all terrified and scared and, cursing and swearing at the top of their lungs that they wish their family had never brought them to the ride and full of all kinds of hate I mean, I had one guy get off a ride down here at Soap Blast last summer. He was full of hate for the man that designed the ride. I mean, he almost like he wanted to go and find the guy at his house, the guy that designed it, okay, the amusement park engineer that designed it, go to his house and blow it up with, you know, with the guy and his wife in the house. I mean, the guy was hate-filled.
Because the ride was traumatic for him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what makes you think it's only out-of-state people?
It is, believe me. I can't get into it at this time, but we do have information.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. My guest seems to believe that the extreme rides, the extreme roller coaster rides that we have in California, that a lot of people are coming out here this summer to enjoy, are simply not for people that have been landlocked. All right, let me go over to a phone call here. It's Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can't even believe this man is on the phone saying these things. It's almost ludicrous. It's ridiculous.
What
you
is?
You feel, I mean, that people from California...
Well, where are you from, ma'am? Where are you
Chicago.
From?
Chicago.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see what?
Okay, last I checked on a map, there's no ocean there.
Okay, I've been to California, dear. I've been in the ocean. I've been to Florida. I drive truck. I'm all over the United States.
Right, but you
and
don't
And people
live...
are not fat everywhere but in California either.
You
That's
don't
another
live...
misconception. I don't know where you get that.
I'm saying the Midwestern person tends
it's
to be...
Is not going
to
fit in the seat is what you said.
No, I'm saying that it's going to be a danger in terms of the centrifugal energy of you getting thrown out. Okay,
do you realize how many people that live in California live there from other states?
They've been here, yeah.
They've been here
a long time. They're familiar with the ocean. They're familiar.
Come on.
Ma'am, I'm just telling you. They're familiar with the ocean. They're familiar with what oceans can do. And they're going to get on a ride like the Moray. They'll get on the Zipperhead. They'll get on a lot of these different rides. And they'll be comfortable being in the G4 situation. But you drive
a truck.
Do you
realize how much of California is desert?
Let me ask something. You drive a truck. What do you know about 10-story drops and G-forces? Nothing. Okay, thank you.
Okay, what does the average person from California know more than anybody else?
Because they've been in an ocean.
They do. They live near an ocean.
Yeah. Do you know what a rip curl feels like? Do you know what a rip tide does?
Okay, you're talking about people who what? Who surf?
You know how the average Californian goes into the ocean. You go into Lake Michigan, ma'am, it's just, forget it.
Are you talking about people who surf?
No, I'm talking about anybody that's gone swimming in the ocean.
Okay,
you know
I swam in the ocean.
Rip curl, you know about, two times.
Two times? What are you talking about, two times? What
Okay, thanks a lot for your call. I mean, I don't know what this latest point is.
All right, what is your point is what? That everybody other than somebody from California is too fast for the ride.
I'm saying you're sitting in your truck.
Too inexperienced
for
the ride.
Yeah, I'm saying you're sitting in your truck. Putting on pound after pound after pound. You know, you're going to get on a roller coaster, and it ain't going to be too funny when the thing shoots you out of it like you've just been squirted right into, you know, out of a you-know-what.
I mean, do these rides
All right, okay, thank you very much. Mr. Doubter, a lot of people are confused by your claim that only Californians can deal with these rides.
Well, they can be confused all they want, because I'm telling you right now, that's the case.
So you're just saying that people in California, because there's an ocean here.
Yeah.
Why? What's the ocean got to do with it?
Because an ocean has enormous per square inch velocity. When you get in it, Californians are used to being in an ocean and just being thrown up onto the sand. See? You don't get thrown onto sand at Lake Michigan. You go, you wade in, you splash around like you're in a tub. What's that about?
All right, let me go over here to Teresa. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
I was wondering also, besides what I said, does he never heard of Florida?
Florida? They
the
don't have any
in
surf.
California is, I grew up in Southern California. I know what the water temperature is like.
They don't have surf in Florida. It's just like a puddle.
More people, and also my point was originally, like I said, I grew up in Southern California. I went to school back east. There's just as much stuff for seekers back east. But a lot of these places need to know that you're bashing their parks because most of their revenue comes from out-of-state people.
Well, but see, here's the deal. California has the superior thrill rides. The Monkey, the Zipperhead, Zips in the Wire, all of those rides are rides that people come from all over the world to be on. See?
And your point?
I made my point.
Why build?
You call?
If he can't take them, then why build them?
Oh, my God. You called me. What's your point? I made my point.
No, you're
I'm saying I'd rather you people stay back there at your wooden roller coaster ride and your miniature
golf. Not hear me say I'm from Southern California.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8666.
Play some miniature golf or something.
Talk Radio's Speed Trap. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Jeff Dowder joins us, and you are at Soap Blast in San Diego. Now, I know that it is not, the park is not open. They open it up for you, and some visitors, you mentioned international visitors, come down to ride a new ride called Monkey on the Pride. What's the name of this ride?
Well, the ride's called Monkey on the Prowl, Phil. I know it has a funny name, but the reason why it's called that is it's a jungle-like experience where the coaster tracks actually travel through a Serengeti jungle. You've got the Serengeti Plains and then sort of an African jungle experience. And so it's called Monkey on the Prowl. It's like it's a monkey that's just trying to prowl around through the countryside.
Yeah, a monkey going 100 miles an hour.
Well, I mean, you can laugh if you want, man, but...
Well, I mean, what do you mean monkey on the prowl? A monkey going 100 miles an hour.
Now, the ride actually goes about 70 miles an hour, but what I want to tell you about international, it truly is. Mr. Park is standing here, and Mr. Park has come to Soap Blast from Korea, sir. How are you?
How are you?
And you've come here to Soap Blast to ride Monkey on the Prowl, right?
Right. We come here to enjoy the ride. But we're also here with a group of people who are visiting colleges or universities in California.
Colleges and universities. Are you going to be going to my school, which is Caltech?
I'm going to California Institute of Technology, University of Santa Barbara.
University of Santa Barbara?
Yes.
All right, now you're going to be getting on Monkey on the Prowl. The G-force on this ride is a factor 3. It'll go in excess of 80 miles an hour, and have you been made aware of the fact that there is a G-force on the face?
Yes.
All right, let's load it up. Mr. Park is Korean with other members of his group. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Okay. Now, you can hear the coaster taking off, Phil.
Are they on it now?
Yeah, they're on it right now, and there they go. Wait a minute. That sounds like they're out in the middle of the... sounds like they're out in the middle of the wilderness, man. Hold on. All right, here he goes. All right. So they're off, man.
Is the roller coaster in a pond area?
No, it's not. Oh, there they go. You can hear them having a good time. Here it goes. Now, here's the 70. Look at it. Look at the Jeep. I can see it sucking their faces back. Wow. Right.
Now, these are Korean folks?
Yeah. And I'm sure you can anticipate what's about to happen.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, they sound like they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're having a great time. Okay, you can see them coming down right now. And I swear to God, Phil, there's no faces, just eyeballs. All right, the ride's coming to a close. All right. So the ride comes down and goes through like a little chicane, and that's coming to stop. Let me go over here and talk to him. How are you? That was great.
Wait a minute, is that the same guy?
This guy is the same Korean guy, yeah. And yet your face got just stretched back, didn't it?
It did, yeah. What, I don't look Korean?
Not anymore, man. You don't even sound it.
Well, that's a hell of a deal. But, yeah, we had a good time. Now, when does my face relax back into the Chinaman look?
Be about a half hour.
All right.
Well, thank you for that very juvenile piece of material.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, man, for blaming it on me. Yeah, thanks.
All right, Jeff Dowder, thank you.
Thank you from Super Soap. It's going to be a great summer. I think everybody's going to have a good time. Yeah! Here goes another Chinaman.
Jesus. How'd you like the ride?
It was great.
You know,
we're going to give up on these Chinese jokes.
Well, as soon as they stop being funny. As soon as they stop being funny, I won't do them anymore. Dude gets on Korean and comes off rapping like he's Harry from the local liquor store. Yeah, do you want another bottle of that Chablis? All right, 1-800-449. See, I was telling Harry, Harry Shelley, our associate producer, he's got the coolest name ever. The name Harry is the coolest name because it's like a World War II guy name. It's like old school, just, hey, Harry, I think there's some krauts up the road, you know? It's just, it's a great name. Now guys got names like, what's up with Justin and Jason? Have you women lost your minds? Don't tell me it's the men doing it. I know it's the women. Every other kid's Justin, Jason, Connor, Kyle, Cuckoo, Koopy, Cock, you know, just, why don't you just name your kid, well, it's technically, it's a curse word in Spanish.
What, Cuck?
Will you shut up?
What if you spell it with a K?
Yeah, that's right. It's less bad then. It's less. There ain't no kids named Bob anymore. Every kid's like just. That's cool. I mean, you know, it's every generation, but it's there's something really interesting about the, with the names. You know, Justin and Jason seems to be. I think that the mothers are enamored of a kind of a Knights of the Round Table thing going on here. They want their kids not just to be a Frank or a Fred. They want them to be sort of. Lance or Lancelot. Why don't you name the kid Lancelot while you're on it? I know there's a lot of Lances, if you'll pardon the expression. But the name Harry, that's a guy you can rely on. Harry. Too bad Harry has a problem with the H. Other than that, a good man. All right, anyway, we'll be right back with more juvenile attempts at making you laugh. In a moment. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you guys are going to just be, all of you guys have been bothering us about the bumper music. We're going to have a link for it now on our website so you can hear it, I guess. There'll be some, I don't know what'll actually constitute the bumper music page, but I'm sure at least samples of the bumper music, but there'll be a link there for it and everything. And we got more email from people saying, well, what was that song you played? And it's always been my philosophy that bumper music is bumper music. This is a basically spoken word show. However, we did put that on our homepage, and you can go there and frolic with that. Our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. And let me tell you that we've got our webcam in place, and we have the camera, so you'll be able to look at the show as we do it. Now, the show is a radio show, you're right. If you just joined us and you don't know what's the big deal with these webcasts of radio shows, I agree. I couldn't agree more. I can't think of a show, a radio show, that's interesting to watch. Listen to, yeah. But most radio shows are fairly static if you're looking at them. Our show, on the other hand, is pretty much a performance because of what I have to do to get into character for these different things we do. So we've decided, and a lot of people have asked, can we come and see your show? I'm going to be in Los Angeles. Can I come and see your show? And naturally I answered, no, I wouldn't let you within a mile of me. Who are you? No, I it's not the policy of the company, is what I tell them, even though it's a lie. And now what we're going to do is we'll have the web camera that's on, and for only a lousy $6.95 a month, you can look at the show if you like. If you don't, you don't have to pay it. But this is an answer to a seemed to be a need on the part of some people to be able to have access to our show. And so we put the camera up here, and I'm hoping that it's in a good spot. We'll monkey around with it. Speaking of monkey on the wire, whatever the hell that ride was. What was that ride called? Zips in the wire. What is this? The new Vietnam era ride. No, what was the monkey on the prowl? What is up with these roller coasters? Corkscrew. I think they really ought to just go hog wild with some of these roller coaster rides. Call it something like that. Monkey on the prowl. Zips in the wire. Something really racist and totally inexplicably bizarre. You want people to be afraid of your ride? Don't give it a name like the monstrosity of Colossus. Call it something like, I don't know, call it something like bipolar or psychopath. We're going to go down to Magic Mountain and ride the new ride. Yeah, what's it called? Monkey in the Wire. Huh? Well, don't worry about it. We'll be back. We'll tell you all about it. Springboard Effect. We're going to go out there. We're riding Tangerine Dream. I don't know. The Jefferson Airplane. The 49ers have released a training tape that apparently had racial jokes and nudity. Oh, no, not that. This was intended for the use of the ballplayers themselves, but the team ownership, doing what team ownerships do, cut their losses, basically said that it was the fault of their underlings, that they would never approve of such a horrible thing. Apparently this is a training film on racial jokes and on, you know, how to behave with the press. It was intended for the players. Got a hold of it. Boom. Some guys are getting fired. Now, it had nudity. It had racial jokes in it. It was about locker room banter, and it was an attempt at communicating with the players in the manner that men communicate with each other in locker rooms. Okay, some men. Other men communicate with each other in locker rooms in other ways. A lot of it having to do with just standing there in a jock strap. But the fact is that the 49er ownership, being the ownership, decided that the best thing to do is to fire some guy that's, you know, fairly low in the totem pole, so they can, and you know, they already fired Terry Donahue and Dennis Erickson, and as well they should. They never should have hired Erickson. That was, talk about stupid. Now they're going to follow that up with getting some poor clown in trouble who is a public relations director, fire him, because this tape got leaked to the press. Now this was never intended for public consumption. They got leaked to the press. The press saw it. The public heard about it. And now this guy's getting fired. Why? Because he's supposed to make a training film for us? He's making it for the 49ers. Didn't make it for us. He didn't intend it to be seen by us. So now this guy's getting canned. You know, I got to tell you something. This doesn't help. If you know anything about me, I'm going to just say this and then we're going to go to a break. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. You know, there's certain, don't make any mistake that there's a certain kind of individual that's behind this guy getting fired. These are guys that are on a football team trying to communicate with each other about their relations with the press, trying to do it in a way that is going to get through to these guys that are football players, these meatheads. Okay? This gets leaked out to the press, the public gets a hold of it, and these silly people that run the 49ers, this is not the DiBartolo family, by the way, some guy named York. 49ers good days are behind them. They were 2-14 last year. They're so pathetic. And of course, they compounded the problem after they got rid of Mariucci, who is a damn good coach. They hired this guy Erickson, a mistake from the gate. When they hired that guy, I thought somebody's got to go up there and do something. Somebody's going to have to walk into that owner's office and demand that he resign as owner of the team and just take over. Just say, look, you get out of here. I'll take your money and I'll own the team. But you're going to have to leave now. He hires Dennis Erickson. The guy's a disaster. Now, to make matters worse, they got this guy who gets fired. Let me tell you something. There are a handful of women in this world who really get men. Now, this is what I mean by this. I'm not saying that women don't fall in love with men and marry them. I'm not talking about that. I mean, how many women actually like men? Men. Not a man. But like and understand men. I bet you there's not that many. I know that there are a few, and I know that any woman that likes, I didn't say loved, I said just likes men, because they understand what we're up against. They understand an overriding reality about men. This is the one truth, and if you're a woman and you want to know where it's at with us, I'm going to tell you right now, you won't believe it, but I'm going to tell you right now, men have a very large capacity for self-hate. I mean, we hate ourselves. Why else do you read the letters of a great man? Some guy that might have died in battle. Some man that might have given his life to the world. And you read his letters, and it says something like, I wish I would have been a better father. I was a terrible husband. I failed in so many ways. You see this time and again about men who did great things. So we don't need you guys reminding us of what screw-ups we are. And when they started laying that male chauvinist pig on us, you want to know why we reacted so violently to that? We already know what slobs we are. We remind ourselves of it every day. And these little mistakes that we make, I'm not talking about, this isn't a rape. This isn't violence again. This is just some damn tape that had nudity. And then when you come and you remind us of it, you tell us how outrageous this is. It's just one big, fat, ugly, scolding mother. Just, you know, like we ain't had enough of that. All right, that's it. That's my speech for tonight. If you really like men, if you're a woman and you say you claim you like men, then you understand that about men. If you don't, if I'm giving this to you and it's news, then you ought to reevaluate what you think you know about the male species. But there are women who get it. We should only be married to them. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Web address is www.philhendryshow.com. Go to our website, and it gives you all the information you need on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, in our souvenir shop is the brand new Ted's of Beverly Hills. What the hell am I want to say here, bud?
Bowling shirt.
Oh, yeah, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Beach bowling shirt. It's a beautiful thing. Go to the souvenir shop just in time for Daddy Day, which is around the corner sometime in June, ain't it? Is this June? Isn't it this weekend? It's June 19th. So that would be a nice thing to get for your pops. It's the Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Beach bowling shirt. You go to the souvenir shop on our website and pick that baby up, and I think your poppy, he'll like it. I think he'll really like that. There's other stuff in the souvenir shop, too. But whatever the occasion, you need shop no further than our souvenir shop. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show in Tucson this Saturday to visit the fans there. See you tomorrow night.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.